You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Wednesday, July 7, 2021. Skyrockets in flight. Propane headed toward uncharted territory. Published by Rusty Brazil. 4th of July skyrockets were not the only fireworks earlier this week. The price of propane skyrocketed up to 112 cents per gallon before the holiday weekend and held at that level through Tuesday, an increase of about 21 cents per gallon or 23% over the past month alone. To put that in perspective, that's the highest price for propane since April 2014, back when crude oil was over $100 per barrel. Although propane came off a few cents on Wednesday in sympathy with falling crude prices, both Mont Belvieu and Conway propane prices are still almost 135% higher than this time last year. Assuming crude prices don't fall off a cliff, how high could propane prices go? Hard to say. The propane market is experiencing unusually low inventories, relatively modest production growth, near record high export volumes, and unconstrained dock capacity. Consequently, if we continue to see strong demand, but U.S. producers stay focused on capital discipline, thus constraining production, propane prices could be headed considerably higher this winter. Today, we continue our series of deep dives into the U.S. propane market and, in a blatant advertorial, describe how you can keep up with this rapidly moving market with RBN's new propane billboard report and dataset. We've been worrying about propane on a regular basis for over a year now, and it's all about exports. Here's the backstory. Most propane is a byproduct of oil and gas production, with a smaller volume a byproduct of oil refining. Years ago, as the shale revolution was kicking in, the production of propane ramped up, with volumes doubling between 2011 and 2019. But propane demand in the U.S. consumer, retail, etc., and petrochemical sectors was flat, so there was only one way to balance the market: exports. The problem was, in the early days of shale-driven propane production growth, U.S. dock capacity was insufficient to export all of the surplus and international demand was only experiencing modest growth. The result was restrained exports. That pushed U.S. propane prices into the doghouse. For the next 5 years, propane production tended to stay ahead of international demand and export dock capacity, resulting in surplus market conditions most of the time. U.S. propane consumers, everyone from backyard barbecuers to huge petrochemical plants, enjoyed cheap propane for a while. Then the market responded, just as you might expect. International buyers, especially in Asia, expanded plans to use a lot more U.S. propane, and midstream companies built out more U.S. dock capacity to enable additional exports. By the end of the 2010s, it looked like U.S. propane markets were headed toward tight market conditions, with U.S. demand competing head-to-head with exports, which by then accounted for about 60% of the demand for U.S. production. But then COVID happened, and that put the looming supply-demand imbalance in limbo. Propane production fell off along with crude, natural gas, and NGLs. Pet chems cut back on propane purchases. Already bulging inventories increased toward record highs. And export volumes dropped, but not for long. In very short order, exports returned to pre-COVID levels. That was the canary in the coal mine, the first signal that trouble was coming. Propane exports seemed to be relatively impervious to the COVID disruptions that continued to roil other energy markets during 2020. By mid-year, the implications were clear: constraints on exports, both on the supply end with U.S. dock capacity, and the demand end with international requirements, had been relieved. As we've stated in several blogs, most recently in Higher, now the only way U.S. propane inventories can be built back up in the summer-fall seasons to ensure adequate stocks to meet winter season demand is for U.S. propane prices to get so high that export cargoes get canceled, effectively keeping those barrels in U.S. storage. Fast forward to July 2021. Propane exports are still running high and production is up, but only slightly. As a result, stocks have not been replenished at a rate necessary for the market to be comfortable by the onset of winter season demand. Figure 2 in today's blog on the website lays out our assessment of propane stocks over the next 12 months in the context of historical trends, showing propane inventories last year, the 6-year monthly high-low range, actual EIA monthly inventories for 2021 through April, RBN's estimate of inventories in May and June based on EIA weekly data, our forecast for the balance of this year, and finally our forecast for the first 6 months of next year. It's a lot of information, but here are the main takeaways. Number 1. Inventories have been scraping along the bottom of the 6-year inventory range and have been running about 20 million barrels, or 850 million gallons, below last year. Number 2. June inventories increased by about 9.3 million barrels, or 391 million gallons, to 56.3 million barrels, or 2.4 bill, which is about 200,000 barrels below the 5-year minimum. Number 3. Over the next 4 months, inventories will build to levels slightly above the 6-year minimum, but that will not be enough to keep stocks from falling below the minimum for the November 2021-March 2022 period. Of course, in the calculations necessary to develop our graphic in Figure 2, many premises must be set and assumptions made. Two of the most important of these are shown in Figure 3. The left graph indicates that U.S. propane production from gas processing has been increasing gradually since the COVID meltdown in the spring of 2020, interrupted by February 2021's deep freeze. Over the year, production is up about 8%, recovering to pre-COVID levels in April. We expect that the rate of propane production growth will slow over the coming months, but still come in with about a 3% increase over the next year. The more significant assumption is in our assessment of propane exports. Based on our forecasts, propane exports will continue at an average of about 1.35 million barrels per day, which is only slightly higher than where exports have been since mid-2020 after the meltdown, other than a blip lower during February's deep freeze. This assessment assumes that exports will be constrained by high propane prices in the U.S. compared to prices in Asia, resulting in the cancellation of some cargoes. However, note that we do expect an increase in exports during the early part of winter 2021 to 2022 as seasonal Asia demand pulls in more barrels, regardless of price. It is during this period when U.S. markets are likely to be particularly exposed to very high prices, especially if cold weather in the U.S. were to coincide with cold weather in Asia. If things play out that way, it would be truly uncharted territory for propane markets. With so many twists and turns in the propane market, it can be a challenge to keep up with current developments, much less the outlook for supply, demand, and prices over the next 12 months. That's exactly what we provide in our new Propane Billboard Report, a comprehensive assessment of all aspects of the U.S. propane market. RBN Propane Billboard is designed to meet the needs of propane retailers, midstreamers, pet chems, producers, exporters, and just about anyone trying to make sense out of the propane market. Toward that end, we present the numbers and our analysis in units that each market segment can understand, barrels per day for upstream and midstream players, gallons for retailers, and tons for exporters. Propane Billboard is published monthly and uses EIA monthly statistics as a baseline for supply-demand calculations. But we break down demand, what EIA calls products supplied, by traditional retail segments, residential, commercial, agricultural, crop drying, industrial, and pet chem, steam crackers and PDH units. Since EIA monthly data is delayed by at least 60 days, we estimate the most recent 2 months using EIA weekly data, adjusting out propylene and other quirks of the weekly EIA report. And finally, we do a 12-month forecast of propane production, imports, usage, exports, interregional flows, pipeline, rail, etc., and stocks for each of the 5 pads and the U.S. as a whole. Figure 4 in today's blog on the website shows the Pad 2 supply-demand page from Propane Billboard. We are forecasting that Midwest inventories will stay below the 5-year range for the rest of 2021, an ominous sign. It's a lot of data. And if you're a market modeling geek, a subscription to the Propane Billboard can also include complete output dataset from our supply/demand model, in both barrels per day and gallons per month. And if that many numbers makes your head spin or you're just inundated with information already, never fear, we summarize the most salient points of the analysis in an easily digestible summary section so that you can grab the key takeaways and drill down on what's important to you. For more information about RBN's Propane Billboard, contact us at tjbrazil@rbnenergy.com. Afternoon Delight was written by Bill Danoff and appears as the 8th cut on Danoff's band's debut album, Starland Vocal Band. The title of the song came from the happy hour menu at Clyde's Restaurant in Washington, D.C., where Danoff was eating dinner. Skyrockets in Flight, Afternoon Delight was just one of the double entendre couplets Danoff used throughout the lyrics. The song was released as a single in April 1976 and went to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America, and won 2 Grammy Awards in 1977 for Best Arrangement for Voices and Best New Artist. Billboard magazine rated it number 20 on its list of the sexiest songs of all time in 2010. Personnel on the record were Bill Danoff, Taffy Daoff, John Carroll, and Margot Chapman, on vocals. The album Starlight Vocal Band was recorded in November 1975 and was produced by Milt Hogan. Released in April 1976, it went to number 20 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. Four singles were released from the LP. Starland Vocal Band started in 1969 as a Washington, D.C., folk duo called Fat City, which was Bill Danoff and Taffy Nivert, later to become Danoff. They released two studio albums under the Fat City moniker, Reincarnation and Welcome to Fat City. The Danoffs also released two studio albums under the name Bill and Taffy, Pass It On and Aces. The pair had co-written songs with John Denver, included the hit Take Me Home Country Roads, which led to Denver signing them to his label, Windsong Records. Now expanded to a quartet act, Starland Vocal Band, riding high on the success of Afternoon Delight, hosted a weekly television variety show during the summer of 1977 called the Starland Vocal Band Show. One of the featured writers and performers on the show was a young David Letterman. The band released five studio albums and 10 singles before officially disbanding in 1981. All four members.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.